Welcome back. That welcome back is to, of course, anybody that might be listening to the I Am Soft podcast, but it also feels like this huge welcome back to myself over the last, let's see, I think it's about 3 days. It's only been, actually, it's probably only 2 days of not following my standard know thyself, know thy body type way of being. And by that I mean there was a busyness in the air over the weekend which changed things up just a little bit while I was helping my absolutely beautiful son create some of his joys and his passions. And he's right into being an entrepreneur. He's only 13 years old and it's just come from nowhere. It's so beautiful to watch someone when they are just so passionate and determined and dedicated, that he's just so committed to something that's coming from somewhere else. It's not that he has learned this. It's not coming from anywhere really external from him. And it is just so beautiful to watch his growth in this process. He is taking himself with his most favorite products to markets and just enjoying learning the process of connecting with people and everything around that space. So it was a beautiful fair that we attended on the weekend. We went on Friday to basically set up and spend an entire weekend in a nearby town. So that experience has been just beautiful to watch and witness. And it was something that changed up what my normal sort of days and routines would be. So I am, that welcome back was like, oh, welcome back to myself as well and to my body. And this is the theme for today. It so was calling. I knew it would be fairly soon in the process that I thought it would come back. And it has really jumped out at a time that is also so relevant to myself. So welcome back to our bodies. If we have had something that has slightly change maybe what we do on a day-to-day basis, or maybe something that's coming from our overflow. If you've listened to the teacup and saucer analogy, I love that. Those types of like a weekend that I just had must come from an overflow space. If not, I've been in those moments where it leads to those experiences such as burnout, maybe some people call it, or we just feel so run down that we can't even face the world. So I feel like the moments of, like an example over the weekend, this type of experience, fabulous. I just paused it just there. And I think I was at a roundabout. I was about to say this type of experience can be like a whirlwind in our life. And right at that moment, I just hit pause for a minute. So I am back. I haven't done that at all. I think one of the first episodes, I pressed pause on a windy spot. And then I haven't done that ever since. So there's no sort of stopping starting in these particular episodes when I'm outside and in these locations. But right then, it was actually really so strong in the wind that I paused it because of the audio. But I should have let it go because I sat there and giggled because it matched exactly what I was about to say. Those moments like that this weekend, it's almost like a whirlwind. So that could be at our work, at our job, in our relationship. It could be in any area of life. And just like that gust of wind, I pause the audio, but in our life, we don't pause our life. And I should have let it keep playing just so we can hear that those moments are or could be bumpy, which would have been in the audio, the bumpy type of audio recording, but it's just so symbolic of how our day-to-day can still roll out when we know thy body. And I just call it know thy body. Basically, it's know thyself. The reason I emphasize body, and I knew there'd be a whole episode dedicated to our bodies, is because I find we intellectualize most things. We, in our mind, believe we are following a process of connecting with ourselves and with our bodies, and even nurturing ourselves and our bodies. But often, if we are really radically honest, we might find there's something else, or a different way, or maybe things that we really attach to, that we actually say in our mind that we enjoy, that we like, that we believe. We make it a belief. So we'll say, I basically believe in this. This is what I believe in. And almost if someone challenged us, we can look at that reflection if we are getting defensive or anything where we need to defend our belief, let's say, compared to what I love to call a knowing. When we just know inside that connection to our body, we don't have that belief anymore. We don't have to have faith or trust. We just know. It's a knowing, but a knowing not from our mind, a knowing not from our intellect. It's not something that we go, oh, I'm feeling disconnected, so I'm going to go and do these things from my mind. It is truly a process. What I find, we call those words again, practicing. But while we're practicing, we're actually being that way. We are doing it. We're being that way. And so I'll call them these interruptions today, but in the most loving way. And they're so fabulous that I'm just in awe of the whole experience. So I did have to press pause again, and behind me, which I wasn't aware of, was a huge rain cloud, almost storm cloud, didn't quite eventuate though. And right there where I was about to leap into Know Thy Body was just weather that was not able to be recorded in. And so it was very interesting. I went, wow, okay, because I've just had the most incredible reconnection moment at what I was about to leap into, was what I call this area called the Tree of Life. And I've come inside, so you can probably hear it's a little bit more echoey and quiet in this particular space, but it is exactly symbolic on the external world here in this physical location, representing what happens on the inside when we reconnect with our most grounded spaces in the physical. And so let's keep going with this, even though it is choppy and pausing in this particular episode. This is just fabulous. So let's keep going, because what has also happened, which I'm super excited that we might come back to this at the end, but right where I sat down, there was a printout of a piece that I wrote about the human body. It's, I guess, a piece of writing, creative writing, almost like a poem, I suppose, about our connection to our body. Or maybe our disconnection to our body. And it's here, and I have recorded it. It was going to be uploaded onto as a video onto Instagram. And it's so funny, it's sitting here now and it's right beside me. And I feel like we're going to come back to this. So I can now probably share these words as well at the end of this piece. But let's just rewind a little bit to take us back to, I believe, where I left off, which I was about to describe this reconnection space of Know Thy Body. And for me, I was about to leap into how, without a doubt, this morning, there was no way my mind could have stepped in to create any other physical location or a doing act, let's say, that was better than just following the automatic part of the body. Our body is speaking to us, but our body, as mentioned in other messages, might not be the language of words. It might not be, hey, this is what I'm needing right now. Or, you know, that thing that you think you really like or you're excited by, that's actually the anxiety that I'm signaling to you. Not that there's something wrong with we're anxious. It's the signal to help us come back into ourselves and maybe back into a more aligned state, whether that's a person, a job, a situation. We often criticize our body, or we think our body's letting us down with pain, especially if we're unwell. And right now I invite you, if you're unwell, have pain, have something that's happening in the body, and we might label that as, my body lets me down, my body isn't as flexible as it used to be, or it's not as energized. I met people over the weekend who a lot of them were talking about energy and just not feeling awake and alive and requiring external maybe even vitamins or extra things to try and boost up this energy. But they were also aware at the same time that their body was speaking to them. But there was a difference of whether that was listening to the language of the body or the mind. Because the mind tells us a story often that might not always be the truth or our real aligned truth. And so our body will speak to us, and it speaks to us in pain. It speaks to us in tiredness. It speaks to us in messages that we don't have to interpret. We don't have to go to the mind to go, what is this? I need to know what's happening. I need to know and connect. And what is this message? It's something that if we just allow, if we just lean into allowing our body to speak to us, even if we don't know what that is, watch what happens when we simply just give ourselves permission to reconnect with it. Because most of the time, if we're mindful of our thoughts or our words, we actually might criticize our body. And we actually don't allow it or even give it the opportunity to speak to us. And so for me this morning, without a doubt, my mind might have said lots of different things, but the process of following this over so long and ignoring it, the best way of learning this part for myself was not following this connection to the body. It was going with what I thought was my mind going, well, I know better, or I'll be okay, or I push my body harder, or I do more, or I believe I should be able to do more, or whatever that story was telling at that time. Whereas now it was almost as if it was automatic or it's autonomic. It was like breathing. It just took me to this location of the tree. And I believe it's where I cut off. So I feel like the spot that I was at was what I called it the tree of life, or my tree of life. It's this magnificent tree. And it's actually 7 trees in one. There's 1 tree in the middle, 6 trees around the outside, and they hug so tightly, they appear as one tree. So I love this. It's so symbolic of the separate parts and uniqueness coming together as this oneness. And it is so beautiful. Now, this location, so many magical things have happened just by being in the space or vicinity of this tree, but not through doing. Not through actioning, not through my mind, not through wanting something, wanting a connection, wanting a message, wanting that language to speak to me. I simply just felt and experienced the presence of this absolutely magnificent tree and its surroundings and everything that went with it. The weather, like I just went through, the wind, which went from gentle when I was there connecting to really strong and strong gust of wind to a storm with a huge downpour. The rain was fantastic. And so that leads to the more we are disciplined and connect and dedicate ourselves to the process of, like in this case, sitting with this tree. But that comes with me. So when I had to move and come to this quiet location, that's exactly what happens when we are in those busy times, like for me, myself, on the weekend. I took this location because it's on the inside of me. It created the garden or the environment inside, our kingdom within us, the kingdom within our heart, our body. Our body provides that. We can nurture this garden within us, just like I went to the physical location today, but that is within. It's like an energetic connection within. And so in those moments, when it's a busy weekend, when I'm at a fair and there's literally hundreds or thousands, I suppose, of people coming past, there's lots of conversations, there's lots of handshakes, there's hugs, there's conversations with other vendors, with these beautiful customers that came and had these conversations. It was supporting my son to do his greatest joy, his highest joy, which was selling his most favorite products to people who also loved the same thing. And that dynamic was just incredible. Now, the connection of the quietness or the stillness or the beingness or the language of the body can still be there in those moments, even when it's busy on the outside. And we get to listen. Those beautiful words again of get to, because there were moments when that reconnection with my body called. And there's choices in those moments. There's choices to ignore it and push through or push on. Or connect. And that connection isn't something that is, like I would say, okay, step one, step two, step three. It's not a doing. People always want to fix this component and say, I want this part. I want to be able to do this. And it's not like that, let's see. It's a beautiful experience that we get to unlearn. And it might be that we do start in physical locations and we start to connect with ourselves and the physical environment. And maybe we start with closing our eyes, and maybe we start with sounds that we can hear. So like this morning, there were an incredible amount of sounds that increased the longer that I sat in that space, quiet, with my eyes closed. At the start, you can hear one or two, then it becomes three or four. By the end, there's like 10 or more sounds that are co-creating together in that space. And we see more within our environment. Now, this goes with us too. How often do you drive along in a location or say watch a movie or where somewhere where others will experience something different and we'll go, oh, I didn't see that or I didn't hear that. What are we actually connecting with? If we miss things, children are great with this. They might go, wow, look at all the animals outside as you're driving along. And we go, what? What animals? What? Because we are focused maybe on a road, or we're focused on where we're going, or we're focused on a future moment, or we're focused on where we've just been. And we're not actually present with what is actually happening in that moment. Now this, funnily enough, this actually exact example happened exactly the same time on the very last trip back on yesterday. And so my focus, my attention was extremely excited to reconnect back in the location where I just was. That's where I was. I was in a future moment. Now, in that future moment, which I, however long I was in that space, guess what happened? Me racing to my future moment, which was beautiful. It was in my heart going, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, made me not so tuned into my present moment, which made me a few kilometers over the speed limit on an outback road. It was actually enjoying the environment. I was beautifully focused on the surroundings and the road itself and driving, but still in a space of being here and connected. And because of that, I was speeding and I was pulled over. And in the middle of nowhere, there's no one around, let alone the police there to say, hey, ma'am, you were speeding. And I giggled. I went, really? Because I was like, yeah, I was so tuned to a future moment. I was so excited. I was in another world within. And as he reminded, your present moment is now, and it's driving and it's on the road, and it's being aware of what the laws or requirements are at the same time. There's one foot. The message from this is there's a foot that we have in our presence. There's a foot that we have in our moment of our physical location. And if I'd done that, I could have been more tuned to how fast I was going. Instead of that future part, we can still have a connection to something in a deeper, wider upper realm or an energetic connection, have that there. It's a foot in a bigger space of energy and a foot or a presence in our physical. And this is so key of know thy body. And I thanked that gentleman. He was incredibly kind, and we had a really good laugh about the whole situation. And it was that continuing trip home that I could see and know and had a knowing that that was so connected to how we basically function in our life, where we're in other moments in our mind or our energy field and our presence, something else is happening. So if it's not so much balancing, we can just be that way where there's almost, if you call it like a foot or an aspect of us that is sitting in multiple spaces at once. And we can be energetically connected, but remembering very much our body and our presence within us. And the more we tune to our body, that actually is our greatest alignment for that moment. The tuning back to our actual physical body. And what does this mean? So for me this morning, that was going to that physical location under the tree. That then comes with me within like this location that I can be in now, but it's feeling the aliveness within. It's that garden that we create within. The more we attune to this garden, so we don't stomp on it ourselves, we nurture it, we don't let other people come and stomp over this garden. Or even if we see it as a home or a house, what's in the home or house, in those different rooms, in those different cupboards? Does it feel chaotic and busy where we're racing, like that where I was racing on that road where someone's there, God source energy to say, slow down, connect to the body, slow down. Slow down. Do we allow ourselves so we don't need, like I did there, an external authority figure to say, slow down? We can do that for ourselves because we're connected in to say, I'm going to slow down. But we have to attune to what's going on within us, no matter what's happening on the outside. No matter, like at our fair where there's hundreds or thousands of people, we're able to still listen to what our body needs in that time. And that's not from a mind perspective. It's not from, oh, I'm just going to go take a 5-minute break. And then we go and take a 5-minute break, but we're in our head. That we actually listen to which body part is speaking, our shoulders, our back, our heads. Now, each of these body parts speak to us in very unique ways. And for everyone, as we've spoken before about Know Thy Body in one of the Joy, I think it was the Joy episode. And that's where we knew there'd be a deeper episode on Know Thy Body, because this part here is the key or the starting point of a really strong connection with our body. We're in this physical human vessel. It is our garden. It is our kingdom. But we tend to ignore our own bodies the most. If we're not an ignorer of our body, we're a pusher. We push our body. So we might push it at the gym. We might push it with multiple jobs. We might push it with multiple hobbies. We might push it with lots of things going on within our home or external activities. We might push it with mind and thoughts. Now, when we get things that signal back, like I love anxiety. Anxiety is a great one, because when we're anxious, we tend to automatically judge our body and believe that it's letting us down. Oh no, now I'm anxious. We might even have a level of anxiety that makes us or encourages us to go and see somebody because there's something wrong. And so we want to take something, or we want these strategies to fix this anxiety. But that anxiety or that depression, or we can keep going here, we can insert anything into this space, is speaking to us so clearly about alignment. That is the language of the body. It's not letting us down. That is us to come aware and tune in to go, oh. And then we get to go, all right, I'm listening to this anxiety. show me the way. We don't need to know and work it out. It's not a problem to be solved. The more we actually allow ourselves to just go, show me the way, body, I'm listening. But are you brave enough and courageous enough to listen? That's the key. Because if we then continue the same things, like the same job, the same co-workers or the same friendship group or whatever that might be, maybe it's something that we do. I've heard this with multiple people, around alcohol. They're drinking alcohol because they believe that was making them feel better and it was actually their go-to joy. This is a really, really common story. It eventually, the more that they were calling, their body was calling them back in, they started to see words like, I think I'm getting allergic to alcohol, or I think something's happening or something's going wrong, or and it was almost judging that body because they wanted to follow that same habit or that same process because our mind believed that that was our joy. That was the fun thing that we got to go and do. And it was almost like we're losing something. And this is the part of, are we brave enough and courageous enough to allow that signal to come forward and trust our body? Because our body at that moment is speaking. It's offering a new way of being. And that might be either for a long term or just short term, reducing that alcohol, changing the way maybe that we're drinking or who we're drinking with, or the topics that are coming up when we're in those social or drinking environments. Now, this is where we get to, those beautiful words of get to, be radically honest with ourselves, because the only person that will know the knowing is ourselves. And if we're tuned in enough to our body, there might be a difference that we get to hear now between what our mind says about this social act or drinking compared to our body. Because they're different. Our mind responds and reacts differently to our body. And so we get to start looking at this, and are we brave enough and courageous enough to introduce a new way of being? Even if that scares us to go, well, then I might lose these friends, or I'm going to lose the greatest joy that I have, or what's kept me going, because that's my motivation for the Friday night or the Saturday or whatever that might be. But can we just open a door to, well, what would that look like? So it's not that we then attach to I'm losing something. We can see that, yeah, there might be things that drop away or come in, there'll be an effect, a consequence, I suppose. But trusting the aligned path of the body will always lead us back into that kingdom and that garden that's calling to be nurtured within. And so there's going to be changes on the outside. So look to what happens in our world. Look to what gets frustrating in our world. Look to what brings us maybe pain in our body or suffering in our body. We can open a new door to reconnecting and nurturing that garden within. Now, this way of being is really unique and different for each person, and it changes over time. So if we keep adding ands in there, there's no buts, there's no but this, but that, there's no, okay, it has to be a certain way. It's more add the word and in. Be really soft and gentle on self. It doesn't have to look a certain way. If you are someone that is really committed and dedicated to a gym environment and pushing our body, in the moments of rest, maybe we just get to say, okay, I will do this type of workout and I'm open to my body showing me a new way of rest. And just open some doors. Because the hard, big changes, although we can do that as well, often feels like then a bit of a shock to our whole system and our whole body. It can even be shocks to people around us if they know us really well. But the gentle movements to just opening a new way of being, they're just questions. The answer to why have I got this anxiety or this depression or this or whatever is coming up isn't a why to be sorted out. They're doors. Just imagine them as we open physically the door. And that's what I had to do to come in here. I opened the door to come in, and it came through. It was almost like I went through a new energy field. And that's what it will be like. It's like I stepped from the outside space to this space, closed that door, and sat in this new space of stillness. Now, will that be easy? No. It might bring up purging. So let's stay in the space of alcohol. It might bring up some purging from the body. Maybe our skin changes, maybe our hair changes. I find this when people have been in incredibly abusive type situations, the body, once it's in that safe space, starts to almost, people will say, my body's falling apart. What's happening? It should be thriving. And it's like, it's resting. It's the first time your body was able to safely express and speak to you and reconnect to you. And it's letting go of those defenses and walls that it had to have around this garden, because the garden inside us has been squished or squashed. And some of those symptoms starts with hair falling out, or the skin's going funny. We're starting to have different sleep patterns. And these are beautiful invitations for ourselves, particularly asleep. If we're someone who has trouble sleeping, or we go to sleep and then we wake up, or we start to have thought processes that go really strong during sleep time to try and fall asleep, these are beautiful invitations to start speaking to our body. And maybe that's a question I can ask here to you, if you may be listening. Do you speak to your body? We speak to other people. We even speak about our bodies. It's almost like we treat our body like a person. It's like we're speaking about another person, but they're right there and they can hear. And we might be even speaking poorly about it. I can't sleep at all. I just can't sleep. It's just terrible. My body's letting me down. My back's really hurting. I can't move. Or this rash has come back, or this, and whatever. We can insert anything into this space. But do we actually speak, instead of speaking about this body, can we speak to our body? And it might feel weird. Yes, you might feel weird. Try it maybe when no one's there, if that makes you feel better. But this is the greatest gift that you can give to yourself. Because most of the time, this is like, our body is like a person that you're trying to avoid. Just don't want to go to that bit. Or we'll condemn it. We'll go, oh, I've got this. And then whatever that is. But can we actually speak to our body and ask it? Ask it questions. But we're not looking for an answer. We're allowing it to show us. Trust what happens in the next environment, the next situation, the next life event. Like when I was just outside. These recordings, as I mentioned, I don't do any editing. It flows the whole way through. And I had to pause. And then I was even trying to work out, whoa, how do I do this pause part? I'll quickly pause here. Because that weather was from nowhere. And that's what it feels like. There are situation and life events that happen that's like a storm to us. And then our body will react or respond to that particular event. Then we create a story about what that means with those emotions. And then we might hold that somewhere, particularly if we make it negative. If we feel like something is hard or heavy or challenging, we suddenly now will go, I don't like this. And then we start speaking about our body almost like that person that we're not liking or trying to avoid. Rather than actually just letting it be. And if we are wanting to connect, particularly like another person, we would just ask that question. And then we would allow that person to show us or tell us. But are we brave enough and courageous enough to listen? That's probably the key part that I find is the most challenging for people, because we might ask our body and we do get shown. There is a connection maybe to our partner and we just don't want to look at that. And so our body keeps responding and reacting, and we keep burying and ignoring our body because our fears are coming up and starting wanting to purge, and then we suppress those back down into the body. And then if we even invited that information or that question again back into our body to reconnect, and it would come all back up again. And then we would see it again in our external circumstances, and then we would bury it back down. And that's the cycle. That's what happens. We're continually being shown the connection to our body. It's just whether we choose to listen to that. And it could be very simple things here, but they feel large because we will attach some emotion to that. We might feel guilt or shame, or there's a pattern that's reoccurring in our life, maybe in our friendship groups or our work setting or our finances, our partner, our children, or whatever that might be. So the language of our body comes through the messages of tiredness, of aliveness, of pain, of suffering, of joy. So the other side of that is joy, creativity. What do we get inspired by? What brings us to tears? What do we actually look at and go, wow? What do we judge when we look at things? That's a great one as well. But also, what do we admire? What are we actually going, whoa, this is exciting. Wow. We're grouping all these things together and being and experiencing in these moments. And that will speak to us if we're ready to listen. Watch the words of language that we put to it. Because we'll say things like, it's not working out for us, or but if only, or the ought to, should to, any of those, they're great ones. Or we'll attach a meaning to what our body is doing. It is so intelligent with a frequency that we eventually never want to know through our mind. It's really beautiful when something, let's say, happens or crosses our path, and it's an invitation, a door. I love the analogies of doors because we close doors. It's almost like if we close ourselves like where I am right now, it's in a small space because here I am controlling the audio because the outside is windy, stormy, and chaotic. And that is what's really symbolic. We store in our body where we think we might control everything because we feel like out there is chaos. But that out there is the invitation to understand and connect, or inner stands, probably a better word, to nurture the garden within us. Trust the body. This beautiful vessel is going to purge what no longer is required to carry. That might be shame. It might be guilt. It might be patterns and behaviors that aren't serving our highest and greatest good, our alignment. And we don't have to, we might get assistance on the outside, but we don't have to go to anything on the outside. That is a well on the inside. It's a kingdom on the inside. It's a garden on the inside, but it requires the nurturing. It requires the maintenance. It requires you to weed out your garden within. And some of those things are the tough or hard decisions. And so I'll read what's here because it came to my attention again that is sitting right here. And I feel like this message is pretty much covering everything that we've said in the audio in this episode. So I probably could have just read this part. So this piece is some writing that came one morning. This is a message for anybody that feels disconnected from their body, that feels challenged by their body, that has pain in their body, that is feeling like they don't get messages. Maybe they even hear other people connecting really well, they believe, with something that's beyond them or their energy field and those types of things. And they go, well, how do I get mine? That inner intuition is actually within. It's in that garden. And the body isn't letting us down. It's on the way to having that deeper connection that can then go with us anywhere. So we can relocate, like what I just did before. We can relocate to another space, but the garden is still there with us. We're in these vessels that we get to experience the external, but we are so much more than our physical environments, our physical bodies. We are so much more than that. Let's play in both of those spaces. We can be present and grounded and really connected. So if you feel disconnected, this is a message from your body. Your body wants to speak to you now. If you've made it this far in the episode, this message is for you from your body. Hello, I'm right here. You can't ignore me forever. I'm so sad and lonely without you. Everything is so much harder to do. I know you feel like it's better this way, or that you need to be tougher or more resilient. But you see, I'm actually on your side. We're a team. I'm not letting you down. I'm just clearly signaling to you how we can best work together. It might not be as you want it to be or how others are doing it. Our way might be different. Our way might be to even create a new way for others, a way that's never been done before. I signal with tiredness. I signal with emotion. I signal with pain. I signal with feelings. I signal with joy. I signal with love. I signal with creativity. I signal with imagination. I signal with inspiration. Will you stop? Will you listen to me? Will you hear me whisper to you? Why do you turn away? Why do you ignore me? Why do you abuse me? Why do you push me so hard? Why do you speak to me like that? Why do you give me so away so easily? Why do you let others use me? Why do you listen to others over me? Why are you so critical of me? Why am I so shameful to you? Why do you abandon me? I support you. I repair you. I teach you. I re-energize you. I heal you. I expand you. I grow with you. I provide for you. I am of service to you. I speak to you. I listen to you. I feel you. I smell and taste for you. I experience with you. I never abandon you. I love you. So can you remember me first? Can we act like a team? Can I be prioritized? When you believe I'm letting you down, can you see I'm actually guiding you? If you don't know what's wrong, can you just trust that we're expanding? When we let go of old ways and let new ways in, we increase in light, in frequency. We expand in energy. I need rest and love in those times too. There isn't anything wrong. As much as your mind says there is, can you be patient with me and stop your belief that we are broken or wrong? We are always on track. We are always in light. I need you to stop believing and start knowing this is truth. So can you stop ignoring me and take on so many distractions, outside voices and detours? I will never let you down. Trust our path is exactly our destination, no matter how hard it looks or how bumpy it might be. Don't toughen or harden. Please soften your heart to me so we can now see we are together and meant to be imperfectly perfect in this magnificent human body. So that is a message which I feel like is the ending for this episode. It's a message from your body if you choose to listen. You know, those types of messages bring me to tears. Like, I feel right on that expression where we just realize how magnificent our body truly is and how the clear the communication really is, and we just choose to ignore it. And so if you've come across this episode and you've listened to this far through, including the message here at the end from your body to you, it is an invitation to open a new door. That door is to softness. The door is to gentleness. The door is to love. and to nurture that beautiful garden and that beautiful kingdom within you. Keep one foot in this physical space and one foot over in that beautiful, greater, energetic world. Every message is there clearly for you to tune to if you want to. It's always there. If you choose not to at this time, that's okay. It's always there. Your body is waiting. It's ready to listen and speak to you whenever you're ready. So with so much love wherever you are in the world, I hope you enjoyed the message, the episode of Know They Body. There were interruptions today and I apologize for the weather, but it was so symbolic and perfect, and you might be able to connect and apply what happened in this physical environment to your own world and your own story and your own life, your own thoughts, your own emotion, and your own body. So open that door to your human body. It is so beautiful, but please stay soft and gentle and kind as always. And until next episode, I look forward to hearing how your stories or connections might go to your body. Please share with me. I'd absolutely love to hear.